This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Lawmakers are moving fast now to try to have President Trump removed from office, and several Republicans are joining the effort. Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin, a Democrat, says the president's responsible for the attack on the U.S. Capitol building last week.
I heard one of our colleagues say it was the fault of the mob, not Donald Trump. But who summoned the mob? Who created the mob?
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on today's expected impeachment vote in the House and a failed effort to get the vice president and the cabinet to remove him from office.
House Democrats accuse him of inciting an insurrection at the Capitol last week.
We fight like hell.
Saying his own words at a rally showed he egged on supporters who assaulted the building and praised them during the attack. The president showing no remorse.
People thought that what I said was totally appropriate.
And blasted Democrats for moving ahead with impeachment.
Causing tremendous anger and division and pain.
Some House Republicans say they'll vote to impeach, including number three GOP leader Liz Cheney. The House had been urging Vice President Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president, but Pence refused, saying it's time to unite. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new survey finds that fading trust in governments and all types of media is threatening to limit the rollout of the coronavirus vaccines around the world, particularly in the U.S. The communications firm Edelman did the survey. The company's CEO, Richard Edelman, says last week's storming of the Capitol building in Washington and the fact that only a third of people are willing to get a COVID vaccine right away crystallizes the dangers of misinformation. 52-year-old Lisa Montgomery, a Kansas woman, was executed overnight for killing a pregnant woman and taking the baby from her womb. This is AP News. An NFL star is getting ready for Jeopardy, the TV show. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
For right now, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is trying to play his way into the Super Bowl along with his team. But once the season ends, he'll be calling the signals on Jeopardy. Rodgers says he'll be one of the series of interim hosts to replace Alex Trebek, who died of cancer last November 8th. Currently holding down the job is Ken Jennings, who made his debut on Monday. Rodgers is no stranger to the game show. He won one of the matches on Celebrity Jeopardy in 2015. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Layoffs spiked this fall and the number of job openings slipped. The job market is stalling as the coronavirus surges, bringing about another wave of business closings. The layoffs mostly among restaurants, bars, and hotels. The information from the Labor Department. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.